Hello, I'm going to make three short videos trying to explain the key concepts behind heuristic search algorithms. The first concept we have to understand is the state machine. There are a long range of problems in AI that we can model using state machines. In this video, we'll consider a relatively simple one, namely route planning. Suppose we start in some city, say Ålesund, and we want to go to a different city, say Trondheim. Now there are probably a big network of roads between those cities. One option we have is to go north to Vestnes, take the ferry to Molde, and continue E39 to Trondheim. We could also, instead of taking the ferry, go from Vestnes southeast to Dombås and then across Dovre to Trondheim. We could even go to Stryn and then across Strynefjellet to Dombås. So at least three different routes to choose from. If we try to guess the travel times, this is not going to be accurate, and I'm going to use only integers, but it is about an hour from Ålesund to Vestnes, less than an hour across with a ferry, and probably about 5 hours for the last stretch. Vestnes-Dombås is a little more than 2 hours. Dombås-Trondheim is about 3. I guess 2 hours to Stryn and 2 hours across Strynefjellet. You can check for yourself and use different numbers if you want. Now we have a graph. We can read this graph as a schematic roadmap, but we can also read it as a state machine. Our state is our location. So our starting state is the town of Ålesund. Our desired end state is the city of Trondheim. And to get from Ålesund to Trondheim, we will pass through some intermediate states, such as Vestnes, Molde, Stryn, or Dombås. There is no way to get to from Ålesund to Trondheim, at least not in our model, without going via some of these intermediate states. The edges in the graph are state transitions. So when there is an edge from a state Ålesund to a state Vestnes, it means that it's possible to take an action to change from one state to another. It's possible to travel to get to one location, from one location to another. Each of these state transitions have a cost. In the route planning problem, that cost is often the travel time. So the graph here is weighted. Each edge has a cost, which is an integer, 1, 2, 3, or 5. The total cost of going from Ålesund to Trondheim is the sum of all the edges we use, all the state transitions. So if we go E39 via Vestnes and Molde, the cost is 7 hours. If we will go via Vestnes and Dombås, it's going to be 6 hours. This is easy to check by hand because the graph is very small. However, what if the graph is a lot bigger? Then we need an algorithm that is possible to execute without thinking too much when the graph is large. So I'll show you a quick example here, an algorithm called best first. So we start in our city of Ålesund. This node has a cost of zero. That is, we don't move, so it is zero cost to get there. In the first step, we explore all the neighbors that we can get to. We can get to Vestnes, has a cost of one. We can go to Stryn, which has a cost of two. Those are only two options. In the next step, we take the best of our available nodes to explore further. So we can choose between Vestnes at cost one and Stryn at cost two. Now, it's not entirely obvious what best is, but as far as our model go, the only criteria we have is the cost of getting there. So it's because it's cheaper to get to Vestnes than to Stryn, we take Vestnes first. And from now Vestnes, we can go to Molde. That will have a cost of two, one to get to Vestnes and one for the additional edge. We can also go to Dombås, which would have a cost of three. One plus two for the travel Vestnes Dombås. Then in round three, we again choose the cheapest node to explore further. Now there is a tie. We have to choose either Molde or Stryn. If we do Stryn first, we get to Dombås. Adding two to the cost gives us four. Now, Molde is definitely the best one remaining. And from Molde, we can get all the way to Trondheim for an additional cost of five, which makes seven. Now we have found a solution, and we are going to assume that this is the best one. It is necessarily the best. We don't know that because we haven't explored everything, but it's probably a good one. It is the best we get with this simple variant of best first search anyway. I'm going to give you one more example. Different map. We want to go from Duckburg to Goosetown. And there are three other towns that we may pass through. Maybe you can guess why I've chosen this example. Eagle's Nest here is an interesting case because it looks as if it is very close to Goosetown, but there is no direct road. So that is going to be a decoy in some of the later examples. You will see that in the later videos. Let's try the simple best first algorithm, same as in the previous slide. We start in Duckburg. The cost is zero because we don't have to move. We have three possible neighbors. So we look at Chickendale, which has a travel cost of 17. We look at Eagle's Nest with a travel cost of 27. And Ostrasham with a travel cost of 21. Now we choose the best one, which is Chickendale, 17 miles away. And from Chickentown, we can go to Goosetown, and that's the only other node, the only other adjacent node. Cost of 21 plus the 17 is 38. So that is our target node. So this is going to be our solution. If you now check by hand, you will find that this is indeed the shortest path. That was not the case in the previous slide, where there was a path shorter than the one we found. So best first search may or may not get the best solution, but it will usually get a satisfactory solution, and that's the point. what we have discussed here is literal shortest path problems. You want to find the shortest path from one location to another location. It is important to note that every time you have a state machine model, you can think of it as a shortest path. The shortest path from one state to another state. And shortest in this case means the lowest cost of the actions you need to do all the transitions from the initial state to the final state. So this is important. Shortest path is not limited to literal shortest path. It applies to any state machine model where you have a cost on the actions or on the state transitions. So that was what I wanted to say about state machines. In the next two videos, we will look at heuristic search algorithms. Thank you.